at that sign.
Thank you very much, ma'am.
March 29th, hearing Judge Kiever Agram at Bernstein Manor, UMC distribution.
But I want to make sure you...
I was a little busy today, so we're moving to probate. We're here on the Bernstein matter. Petition for disbursement of registry funds. And, all right, have we got everybody we need on this? Is Sylvia Sparler a participant?
Not on our end, no.
Mr. Rose?
Good morning, Your Honor.
Sparler's in the wrong hearing here. Anybody? All right, she hung up. Okay, so this is set for 5 minutes per side. So go ahead, counsel.
Yes, Your Honor. My clients are adults and their money has been in the court registry. And we're just asking that the money is dispersed back to the to Ginger Stanger so that they can actually utilize the money because they're involved right now in litigation and a foreclosure action. So that's pretty much it. We're just asking for it to be removed from the court registry. And my clients are proposing that Ginger Stanger be the trustee.
All right. Mr. Rose.
Good morning, Your Honor. Alan Rose. With me is Ted Bernstein, who's the successor trustee. Our position simply is that we should maintain the status quo. The three individuals, while they may have individually attained the age of 18 and become adults, they're not technically beneficiaries of under the trust. The beneficiary under the trust are three sub-trusts, of which there is supposed to be a trustee. And the reason why their funds are being held in the registry of the court in events that date back to my first involvement in this case in 2014 through trial and et cetera is that they do not have a successor trustee. What Your Honor did last year was agree that their grandmother could take some money, and this was back on February 16th of 2021. You ruled that she could serve as interim trustee. She could you disperse $25,000 per child. She was to file some sort of accounting. We finally got an accounting that is very bare bones. I could share the screen, but I could basically just tell Your Honor that it's a three line accounting, and it says basically bills, taxes, school. I've asked for some detail on what the bills were. I don't understand what these children would pay for taxes, but I don't want to argue or debate it. I just think that this is working perfectly fine. If they would like additional request of money, they should file a request for additional funds to be released to Ms. Stanger. I don't believe their funds should be being used for taxes and things unless there's a good reason, and maybe there is. And finally, you know, with regard to there is a pending foreclosure action against a house that's owned by an entity. And I don't think it's relevant for the purposes of just releasing all the money that there's a pending foreclosure case. If somebody, for example, had a settlement agreement or needed to release funds to do that, they might come before Your Honor and ask for the use of that funds. And, you know, the trustee might not object. But I don't believe there's a reason to just release all the money, particularly when we don't know exactly what the $26,000 in bills were or the $18,890 in taxes that were paid.
Your Honor, excuse me, this is Elliot Bernstein. I object to Mr. Rose. He is not successor trustee of any trust of the children.
Okay, I'm sorry, sir. You're on an audio. I can't even see who you are. So you have to audio and video both. But I'm overruling your objection. And Mr. Rose, remind me why there's not a successor or there's not a trustee on this.
The designated trustee was Elliot Bernstein.
Right.
He refused to serve, and then it was determined by a judge.
I object.
I also believe there's an order prohibiting Mr. Bernstein from participating, but
I'd like to see that.
It's been a while.
I have a memory of fraud in this case, Your Honor, that dates back to forged documents, my mother's trust being forged. So there's a whole lot of stuff going on, and what he's trying to do is withhold this money so that we can't enter in and pay off a guy who's foreclosing on my children's house that they paid for. Mr. Rose is part of a long-standing fraud that's been going on that we are about to kibosh in a moment. And
all right, I'm going
to
stop you.
Wait, I need to tell you this. That's why very important. We need that money. When you rejected it last time, that Arthur Moorberger, attorney licensed for 50 years, Candace Schwager couldn't be trustees. We couldn't negotiate to settle. The guy was waiting for this money. He finally, last time when you only released a portion, stopped in the middle of working with a lawyer, Lalit Jain, out of New York, to settle this. They had the terms, everything. When the money didn't come through, he wrote us a sorry, I have to foreclose. It's my statute of limitations. So you've kind of forced us into a foreclosure, and that's going to be duly noted in state and federal civil and criminal proceedings that I have ongoing. And so, you know, you got to do what you got to do.
Federico's.
Also, Ginger Stanger is the trustee. You nominated her and put it in an order. Alan Rose has nothing to do with this money. He's here with no standing.
All right. Go ahead, Mr. Rose.
Okay, so I think there's an order that prohibits Mr. Bernstein from...
I just removed him from the hearing.
Okay, and I think that's part of... That's the answer to your question why there's no successor trustee. And the only... We tried for years to get a successor trustee. You may recall Judge Lewis was a guardian ad litem for the three children. It's served in the role as trustee, in de facto trustee, not actual trustee, but...
So let me just ask you real quick. What is Mr. Ted Bernstein's authority or role here?
Okay, so our standing, and we fought our standing at every hearing since Judge Colin started the case in 2014, and I actually look back, that there have been at least multiple petitions to remove us. Our standing is very simple. Ted is the person who is implementing his father's and mother's wishes through their testamentary documents. The father and mother's wishes were not that the children be given the money outright. The father's wishes were that the money be put in trust, and there are release dates at 25, 30 and 35 years old.
And we've not reached those ages yet, correct?
Correct. And okay. And as far as this last part, they've had...
I just want to stay on to Ms. Federico.
Yes.
Just the fact that they've reached adulthood does it not. It's not a guardianship. It's a trust. So just because they're adults now doesn't mean that they get control of the money automatically. That's the whole basis for your motion, as far as I can tell. Okay, Mr. Rose, go ahead.
Final point, Your Honor, and I've had this discussion with Ms. Federigos when she came involved, and with Mr. Moorberger when he was counsel. They certainly can resolve their foreclosure case, and if they want to come before the court with some proposal to release the money to use it for that, then the court would have to make a decision at that point, because unfortunately, you're in essence the trustee at this point, or standing in the shoes of making the decisions. But if they had a legitimate business reason why they should use all of the money set aside for the children's health, education, welfare, maintenance, schooling, etc., should be used for a house, then it could be considered at an appropriate time. They should get a settlement agreement and bring it before Your Honor. But okay. To just release the funds makes no sense to us. And thank you for your time.
Thank you. I agree with Mr. Rose. Mr. Rose, could you send me over a proposed order? Ms. Federico, I know you're kind of new to this, but there's a lot of history here. You're asking for some funds to be dispersed. I'm not going to allow them just to all be dispersed to these children. I know that they're not technically children, but because they're over 18, but they're still not of age based upon the ages required in the trust. So if you want to put together some sort of proposal to address this foreclosure, I would consider that, but I'm not going to just release all the money.
Okay.
And Mr. Rose is correct on this, on the law. If you want to, you know, draft something for me to reconsider, I'll do that.
Okay. And Your Honor, I'm just moving forward. If money is needed, would I just file a request in the court and set a hearing on that?
Well, what happened to the grandmother? I thought she was gonna, is she still involved? Because that seemed like that was working other than the inappropriate accounting, which isn't detailed enough. I thought that we were using the grandmother as sort of the, you know, I don't know, I guess.
I thought, are you talking about
substitute trustee or whatever you want to call her?
Okay.
But what is the grandmother still involved?
Ginger Stanger, from my understanding, yes. And that's
okay. And Mr. Rose was working well with her, right, Mr. Rose, as far as I can tell?
Well, I mean, you released money to her, and I have not heard from her in a year, but we did get this sort of a very general accounting, and I don't need the accounting to be Price Waterhouse and Cooper's Live brand accounting. I just need a little bit of detail.
And the court would request that also. I mean, you can't just say, you know, You need a real accounting with line by line, not just chunks of money. And why are they paying $18,000 in taxes? That's concerning. They shouldn't have had to, as far as I know. I mean, I'm not a tax attorney, but I don't understand what that would be. But yes, if you, I can't really tell you how to run your case, Ms. Federico's. All I can say is I'm denying this blanket motion just to disperse the money. If you want to ask for it with a more specific detail, I would consider that.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank
all
you,
right,
Honor.
Everybody. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.